Well, hello, group leaders. This is Pastor Kevin with you again. This is our fourth group leader podcast, and I'm excited today because we have a new group leader, Kim McKean, with us. So we're going to jump right in and talk about things related to leading group for the first season, actually for the first half a season. Kim and Bruce started in January this year, so they're brand new to group leadership, and we just thought you might want to hear something from a brand new group leader. So Kim, tell us who you are.
Well, I'm, as Pastor Kevin said, I'm Kim McKean. I'm about 69 years old, so I'm not quite ancient, but almost. I've been going to Grace for, best we can remember, about 8 years. When Bruce and I first came to Grace, we would sit in the back rows and kind of slide in there and not let anybody know that we were there, but eventually, we came to become very involved with the church, so we love them. So becoming a group leader was kind of like a natural progression.
Wonderful. And I know you come from a long history of being a Christian. Your parents were longtime solid members of a church and brought you up in the faith. So Kim, love to have you and Bruce as group leaders. So let me just ask you some questions. Before you agreed to become a group leader, did you have apprehensions about that?
The main thing was, if we did become group leaders, would anybody show up for the group? So that was our initial concern. We thought, well, people don't really know us because we're older. We just didn't think anybody would show up. So, and if we did show up, would the people that were in our group, would we mesh with them? Mm-hmm. Would they be like-minded? So that was our second concern, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous because God in his infinite mercy always takes care of those things. So the other thing was I was concerned and a little bit apprehensive, if we did agree to do this, would we be able to give glory to God? Because that's the primary concern of becoming a grace group leader. You want for the Lord to be glorified in all that you do. So, and then also in line with that, we wanted to make sure that we would do grace justice and serve as a group leader honorably on behalf of Grace Fellowship.
And those apprehensions have fallen away?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, it was the first couple of weeks that when we first started having people show up, we learned that the people are just like us. We also told them that we were new Grace group leaders and that we would grow with them. So that was very, very helpful. The other thing, too, is, you know, one of the things that we were concerned with was being able to present the material that Grace provided us. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you're preparing for such things, we don't have to worry about it because, number one, it's all provided for us. If you just follow the instructions and go to your message guide every year,
right,
or every week for that.
What have you found through this half a season has been the hardest part of leading?
First of all, you want to get to know your people.
Yeah.
So it's very important. It was very important to both of us to make sure that people were comfortable. So you have to find out who the introverts are. My husband, who is co-leading with me, is very much an introvert. We also had two other introverts. So we just wanted to make sure that we got to know our people to make sure that they felt comfortable sharing, because we want everybody to participate, but to share. We also had to find out who was apprehensive about praying. We don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable, but at the same time, you're trying to guide them and get them out of their shell.
Yeah.
So we, you know, the hardest thing was just to try to navigate those things so that the people are growing and that they're comfortable in sharing, which was fine after a while.
That's great. What would you say is the hardest part of leading?
Organizing the material, making sure that you're making sure that it flows from so how we felt comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that, you know, we understand the material and that we're clearly articulating that. And the way that we navigated that is, other than prep work for both Bruce and I, preparing, you know, not the day of, but several days in advance so that you're prepared for that. We also create an agenda for our folks, for us and for our folks. So I would also do assignments for scripture reading, because we always incorporate, you know, reading the scriptures, mm-hmm. For the assignment. So everybody was prepared for it. They knew what they had to read, got to read.
Yeah.
And they were prepared for that. So the scripture was available for them.
What about the best part of leading?
It is learning about your people. Becoming, for me, it was like a mother hen, forgive me, but it was like, you want to make sure that they're all taken care of. You want to see them grow. That was the most important part for me, is to see that they made,
you felt some responsibility for them.
Absolutely. I mean, I still do.
For all of their faith journey, their Bible learning, yes. Their growth, their participation in the church, and just their overall getting closer to Christ.
Exactly. And I'm really big on spiritual disciplines. So I'm, Bruce is too, don't, I'm speaking for both of us.
Sure.
But for me, you know, you always want them to, you always encourage them to read their Bible, to pray, to serve in the church, mm-hmm. To do whatever it is that honors and glorifies God.
Yeah.
So that is, for me, the best part of it. And the other thing is, to watching them, we had Joyce that decided she wanted to get baptized. So she called me during the day. I thought that there was something wrong. So, but she was so excited when she told us that she was going to get baptized. She's one of our introverts. So was a blessing and a half.
Yeah. Did you have any surprises along the way?
Not really.
Yeah.
Just just watching the people grow, and just watching them flourish in the Word.
Wonderful. So you've led for a semester. You're going to head into the fall semester to continue to lead. Will you do anything differently?
We are going to try to get the group members more involved. We want them to tell us if there is something that they want to do differently. We're going to still follow the guidelines of how, you know, what's presented to us, but we definitely want to see what they want to, how they want to help.
Great. Well, group leaders, we've come to the end of our time, and I just want to impress on you that, just like Kim said, to get people involved, one of the action steps out of today is, for next fall, is to, for you to find the next generation of leaders, like find somebody in your group that you think can lead and just develop them. So that's the chore moving out of this fourth podcast. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, friends, for listening, and we'll see you next week.